I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. authorities have stopped all north and southbound traffic at the San Ysidro border point of entry between San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico, after migrants tried to rush the border on Sunday. More than 500 men, women, and children overwhelmed Mexican police blockades, prompting U.S. agents to fire tear gas as U.S. Border Patrol helicopters flew overhead. About 5,000 Central American migrants, many of them attempting to escape poverty and violence in their homelands, have arrived in recent days to Tijuana, just south of the western U.S. state of California, after making their way through Mexico via caravan. Earlier Sunday, President Trump implored Mexico and Central American countries to halt the stream of migrants heading to the United States, even as Mexico denied his claim that it was willing to allow U.S. asylum seekers to stay there until their cases were decided by American immigration courts. Mexico's incoming government, which assumes power next Saturday, denied that it is willing to let U.S. asylum seekers stay there pending the outcome of their cases in U.S. Courts. Several American lawmakers broke with President Trump on Sunday, disagreeing with his assessment that it was uncertain whether Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved in the killing of a Saudi dissident journalist. Senator Mike Lee, a Republican, also disputed Trump's equivocation on whether Mohammed was knowledgeable about the Khashoggi killing. He told NBC's Meet the Press, "I disagree with the president's assessment." This is VOA News. The European Union has approved a Brexit deal with Britain. European Council President Donald Tusk made the announcement on Twitter Sunday. Now, British Prime Minister Theresa May faces the challenge of getting the unpopular deal through a skeptical British Parliament. In an open letter published in the Sunday British newspapers, May made a direct appeal to Britons, asking them to support the deal to leave the EU, even though the support of her own Conservative Party seems unsure. Syrian state media and a Syrian watchdog say about 100 people in Aleppo have been hospitalized complaining of breathing difficulties. Russia said Sunday it believes rebel forces fired missiles with chlorine. Rebel officials, however, denied the charges and accused Syria of trying to frame them. Six rebels and an army soldier were killed in a gun battle in Indian-controlled Kashmir on Sunday, sparking violent protests by residents seeking an end to Indian rule over the disputed region, leaving a teenage boy dead and 20 people injured. Russia fired on two Ukrainian naval ships and rammed a third vessel in the Black Sea Sunday, accusing the Ukrainians of illegally entering its territorial waters. Ukrainian officials say at least six sailors were wounded, and they deny doing anything wrong, accusing Russia of military aggression. A one-time foreign affairs advisor to President Trump has been ordered to start serving a 14-day jail term on Monday for lying to investigators about his role in Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election. George Papadopoulos had sought to delay his brief sentence while awaiting an appeal court ruling in a separate case challenging the constitutionality of the appointment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, whose ongoing investigation of Trump campaign aides' links to Russia ensnared Papadopoulos. State fire officials say the fire that killed at least 85 people in Northern California was 100% contained as of Sunday. The fire burned nearly 62,000 hectares of land and destroyed more than 13,600 homes since it broke out November 8th. It was and is the deadliest wildfire in California history. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News. In broadcast.